Welcome to The Conflict.
The Conflict.
A show that discusses life's uncomfortable truths.
You can't handle the truth.
So you can add confidence, happiness, and feel good on the inside.
And the truth shall set you free.
With your host, The Rich Massa.
But if they hate him, why do they listen?
Most common answer, I want to see what he'll say next.
Yo, 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 what's up, my freaky fellas and my twisted sisters? I had a very interesting weekend. I watched a couple of movies, I saw some articles, I watched a few videos, and I want to share them with you. I want to share what I found. The first subject I want to tackle is this movie that came out last year. It's called The Red Pill Movie. First thing I want to do is I want to show the preview to the movie. This movie, I believe, came out in 2015. It caused a lot of controversy. It's basically, the premise of the movie is it is bringing to light men's issues. And because they're bringing to light men's issues, that a lot of feminist propaganda, they're terming them as misogynist. They're terming them as woman haters. It's always funny to me that anytime women get called out for their horse shit, that now you hate women. I see it in videos, comedy clubs. If you call out women for what they do, you hate women. But it's not the same for the reverse. Now, I'm not saying men can't be assholes, but we have to sometimes both sides have to be called out equally. So first, let me share with you the preview of the Red Pill movie. And just to let you know, the Red Pill was made by a feminist, Cassie James. I'm sorry, Cassie J.
One in three American women.
And equal rights for women in the United
States have been found guilty of raping a West Virginia teenager.
Misogynist rantings would be at home in the far-reaching internet subculture widely described as the men's rights movement.
Declaring the month of October to be Bash a Violent Month.
I decided to go where no feminist has gone before and meet these men's rights activists.
Men and boys are in crisis, and they need your support because they are human beings too. And you will not shame anybody here into silence about it anymore.
Every society survived based on its ability to train its sons to be disposable.
The U.S. government does not want to send you to die. It'd rather send me to die.
93% of workplace fatalities are men. 4 of 5 suicides.
The family court system truly is biased against men. I mean, there's just no question about it.
How can anybody not be angered by it? But if you start to talk about those issues, people get hostile.
You are f***ing scum.
We're somehow disempowered because we're white men. Maybe it's just because you're pathetic.
The paradigm that most people live by. Men have all the power. Women don't make the same money for the same work. That is feminist training.
Okay, so I want to give my feelings about this movie. It's basically the Red Pill movement. I've been looking for a movement like this for years. The Red Pill movement, what it is based on the movie, obviously The Matrix, that either you take the blue pill and you go and you stay in your fun little world, or you take the red pill and you see the truth. I really enjoyed this movie. And anybody who is out there in the red pill community, I really do want to get involved. And I'm not just talking about men's rights. I'm talking about red pill in general, where I've never taken the blue pill. I've been waiting for something like this my whole life. Let me tell you my general review of the movie. The movie, you could see the director, Cassie J, which I really admire her. She's very brave. She got shamed a lot by feminists. You could tell she went through a personal struggle that was fighting the belief system that she had and of feminism. Now, I want to make it very clear. There is a big difference between women's rights and feminism. Feminism is almost like a religion now. And if you even speak out against feminism, then you're anti-feminism. And that is almost the behavior of a fundamentalist for religion. What I took away from this movie is men right now, and this is why I want to become a men's confidence coach. Men don't like to talk about their problems, and there are groups forming that talk about men's issues. And men typically don't talk about their problems. And what I gathered from the information in this movie, first off, over 90% of suicides are from men. That was very hard-hitting for me. 70% of divorces are filed by the female, and men have to pay for the lawyer. They don't get to see their kids. I would say the scariest thing for me, seeing this, it horrified me, which was male circumcision. I always thought it was something that you just do it to have a clean dick. And no, they actually had a video of a baby, a male baby, obviously a male baby, getting circumcised. It literally, I could not watch the screen. The baby was screaming in pain. If I have a son, I will not have him get circumcised. There's no way I'm going to let my son go through that kind of pain. No way. I see a lot of these guys, you can see when they're talking in the camera, they are victims of violence. And I could completely understand why they would get shamed if they were beaten. There are a lot of shelters in the country. I think there's 2,000 shelters for women who are battered. One for males. And now, don't quote me on this. I believe it was 1 in 3 females have experienced domestic violence. But 1 in 4 males also experienced domestic violence. Why is this not talked about? I don't understand why, if we bring this up, why can't we both have issues? Why can't we say women are almost as violent as men? I just don't understand it. It was very eye-opening. And I could see why the feminist propaganda would be against this movie. Because it brings to life. And another hard-hitting fact for me was when they brought on some of the people who were fighting for women's rights, especially about child custody, that men don't have a choice. I'm actually going through that myself. My ex might be pregnant, I have no say. I don't know if it's mine. I don't know. I didn't want to have the child. We caught it very early. I had no say if we were going to have an abortion or not. She's moved away. I have no rights. I have nothing. And so I really related with this, that even when they brought up, what if the man didn't want a baby and didn't want to have part in the child's upbringing because he didn't want it? Sorry, you still got it. It literally took away all the responsibility from the female. That one of the people said, if he didn't want to have kids, he should have had that discussion with her in the first place. That's on him. And I thought to myself, so, okay, if we're equal, I guess the man still has to make the decisions for the female. That's exactly what I gathered from that. Now, one thing I did agree with was women are more at risk for, women are more at risk when having a baby. They're more at risk for getting disease. They're more, they have more of an emotional connection to the child. If the guy leaves, she's fucked. I get it. She is more at risk, but she is just as responsible. Two people are having sex. If he doesn't want it, he should have some say. Or if he does want it, what if she wants to have abortion and he wants the kid? He has no say. If they get divorced, men are not seeing their kids. That's one of the reasons why I saw two reports in this movie where the guy blew his fucking brains out because he couldn't see his kid. They would not let him see his kid. And he still had to pay like thousands a month in child support and alimony. They wouldn't barely let him see his kid twice a month. And he was fighting it. I really recommend seeing this movie. It's an eye-opener. I believe in watching things that challenge the status quo. And if it is, I want to look more into this red pill movement in exploring why these things go on. You know, you have to go where the problem is. Right now, divorce, 70% of divorces filed by the female. Millennials are not having sex. Marriage is down. No one talks about male suicide, or very few people. I don't see reports on that. We don't talk about men's rights. We don't talk about men's issues. We don't talk about how the court system is unfair for men. We don't talk about it. And I'm glad to see. And you know what's funny? Even when you talk about some of these feminists, they still somehow make the man responsible for his own problems and put no responsibility. If we're equal, then we both have to have responsibility for children, for our actions. If we're equal, then we both. And I think because it goes against the feminist propaganda, you can't be, it is a lot of power being a victim. You can't be an empowered victim. You just can't. Let's watch more of this trailer.
Flexibility in roles is where we should be all headed.
So where do the men's movement and feminism disagree?
Is the men's rights movement the gender version of the white nationalist movement?
The men's...
Are you serious? The men's movement the same as the white nationalist movement? I mean... It boggles my mind that when an ideology, one ideology disagrees with another, they automatically put them under the same label as racist or sexist. The one thing I see from men's rights is that they're not saying women don't have issues and women don't have problems. They're saying we have problems too. And I'm not saying there's not angry dudes out there. There are, according to this movie, there are three groups. There's men's rights activists, red pill, men's rights activists want to change the system. There's red pill, there's a red pill movement that want to take advantage of the system and say, hey, women have a certain nature, let's learn their nature and use it. And then, which I don't find anything wrong with that, women use our nature all the time. And then there's men going their own way, mid-gout, which I already recorded a podcast, but I want to re-record it, and they want to leave the system altogether. And guys, if you're part of MGTOW, I'm going to highly encourage you, don't follow that lifestyle, okay? You can have relationships with females. You just got to better yourself. And don't give me this horseshit that it still means going your own way. You're not. You're leaving the system. You've given up. I don't want you to give up. Follow my channel. I'm going to help you out. Let's listen to more of this.
This rights movement is part of the backlash. Grandfather's generation probably had it pretty well. Well, you know, grow up.
Did you hear that? Grow up? Absolutely no empathy for the side that says we have to have compassion and empathy. I don't see any for men. None or very little. At least this woman, Casey J, extremely brave. It took her 2 years, I believe, to make this movie. It took a year to film it, a year and a half to edit it. She couldn't get any funding. None. And look at there is just such a lack of empathy. Let's listen to more.
She told her friend she's going to trick me into fathering the child.
I called a bunch of domestic violence shelters. Every place said, we don't help men.
Did you hear that? This is not the first time I've heard that men try to go to shelters and they wouldn't take them in. Men get abused too. And you have to also understand, women put men in a bad spot. I have experienced this several times where a woman will hit you and you can't hit them back, A, because you're three times bigger than them. And have you ever seen a woman get hit and fall? They fall like a fucking toddler. You can't hit them. Or B, I've experienced this recently where they block you in a room and don't let you leave. And now I'm trapped at, like, I can't leave the room because if I push her, she's going to fly across the fucking room. But now I'm also trapped in a room. So what do I do? You're trapped. So shelters don't take in men. Let's listen more.
When I reported my domestic assault, I did not bring up the fact that I was sexually assaulted. There was no way he was going to believe that I was going to be a victim of sexual assault.
Although evil's the world's for patriarchy, but we're the ones dying, and we die for you guys.
I want you to notice something. Women, feminists, I shouldn't say women, because a lot of women are not identifying as feminists anymore. Feminists are always saying that it's the patriarchy, it's men's fault. Do you understand that men die to protect you? They always say women and children first. We accept that role as providers. It's not an easy role. Let's put it this way. If there's a man working and a woman staying at home, that's okay. But if a woman's working and a man stays at home, he is looked down upon. Honestly, I don't think there's that much wrong with it. I think the guy does need to step up, but in a healthy way, and say, hey, I got a man up and work for my family. There's nothing wrong with that. There's a sense of honor in that. But to shame them, to say, how come a lot of the laws are against men, but they say it's the patriarchy? And I'm going to do another podcast. Women, you have created this system. You. Here's why. The way you select a mate is the man with the strongest genes. So we constantly have to fight to show that we have good genes. So you pick us as mates. We have to be smart. We have to be strong. We have to have money. We have to have influence. You pick based on, because our main driver is sex. Yours is resources. You pick the mate. We both did this. We both did it.
I don't know where I'm headed, what I believe.
This is not flattering to
what
men.
You're hearing
talk
now
about men's
vulnerabilities. Are feminists.
We just named everything
protesting
bad.
Men's rights fighting. Let's hear her. I'm sorry. That was Karen Strong. I really like her work. Hang on.
This is not flattering to men to talk about men's vulnerabilities.
We're not blaming men. We just named everything bad after them.
I think I agree with everything you said, but there's still some kind of unsettling doubt.
Well, that's the Red Pill movie. I'm very glad I made the decision. You know, I don't know why my voice just cracked. Like I'm friggin' going through puberty. But I'm really glad.
Hold on a second.
Gotta plug my computer in, otherwise I'm gonna lose power. I'm gonna be really pissed off. I'm really glad. After watching this movie, I'm definitely digging my heels in. I want to be a men's confidence coach. I believe men need to get their confidence back, especially two groups. Millennials, which that's coming up next. You guys are fucked. And divorced men. Abused men, you guys, I'm sorry, you guys need therapists, psychologists. I don't have the tools in my toolbox for that. But as far as coaching goes, I definitely want to put my hat in the arena because I've been through my own trials and I have strategies to help. But most suicides are male. Men die on the job more. Women don't fight. They say there's a wage gap, but they never fight for more plumbers or garbage workers or women working in the sewers. They're always saying that there's glass ceiling. And what this movie does is really expose that. That, yes, we both have issues, but this brings to light the issues that men have as well. No one takes away that women don't have issues. But to say who has it worse, that doesn't have to be a fight. And I know that there's money, there's backing. The reason why they don't want to expose this is that there's money involved. So I can't say I've taken the red pill. I've never taken the blue pill, but I do want to explore this movement. If you are in the Red Pill movement, please contact me. Go to therichmassa.com, T-H-E, richmassa.com. I definitely want to get more information and see how I can get involved. Again, my biggest takeaways from this are the male circumcision and how much the feminist ideology fights it. They get no sympathy. I really encourage you watching the Red Pill movie.
You just experienced The Conflict. You can follow Rich Massa on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, or Snapchat. Just search The Rich Massa. You can also learn how to book Rich for speaking engagements, coaching, or get more infotainment at therichmassa.com.